Amen.
Well, we're on verse number 8. I'd say 1 and 8, but there's only one chapter here anyway. But in verse number 8, there's some wonderful stuff in here. This book started off preaching about the church. Of course, he took it for granted that we know what he's talking about, but we explain that also. Blepete, hiatus, hina, me, apolesete, ha, and then here we have a little word that we have problem with, because there's six ways to write this word. Okay? Six different ways. Ergazasmetha. Alright, and I could go on a few more, okay? But we'll talk about it. Allah. Me stone. Play ray. Apola bete. All right. And I thought that I would do something else to you and throw something else at you tonight. This is my terrible handwriting, of course. I write as bad in Hebrew as I do in Greek.
At least you're consistent.
Yeah. Blank page. Yeah, you can write on. Just write from right to left. I know you already know that, so anyway, I just thought I'd give that to you because we do refer to Hebrew often, and so there you have the alphabet. So when you see me writing something in Hebrew on the board, you can at least know a little bit about it. Okay? And there's basically 22 letters in Hebrew, and five of them are written two different ways. Okay? We only have one final S, sigma, in Greek, but you got five of them in Hebrew. All right. There's five of them. The one with the asterisk on the right there, those are the five that have finals. What?
32 letters?
I think it's 22, isn't it? 22 and five extra ones? 27? What is it in Greek? I don't even know how many Greek. I'd have to count them. How many letters are in the Greek alphabet? I don't even remember. Huh?
20-something.
That's 20-something, yeah. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Eta, Iota, Kappa, Alpha, Omega, Psi, Alpha, Proton, Pyro, Sigma, Tau, Epsilon, Phi, Keep, Sigma, Omega. Now, however many that was, that's how many there is. Yeah. Yeah. Oh well, if you count the hard bait and the soft bay and all of that stuff, but yeah. But there's 22 letters, and then five of them are written in a final form, and then you have the hard and the soft sounds. I know that's complicated, okay, but anyway. You know, I've been reading that for so long that I don't even remember the vowels, so just read it. Period. And the same thing with Greek, I just read it.
I bet you half of us in here couldn't tell us how many letters are in the English alphabet.
I don't know how many there is in the English either.
26?
Yeah. I don't know how many there is. I just do it.
My wife and I are half of it.
Yeah.
I count 23 on this list. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I counted it twice, so maybe I'm
wrong. Well, if you're like Santa Claus, you're checking it twice.
Yeah. Well, you can say those faster. I can say my ABCs, I'll tell you.
Well, you can do it in Hebrew, too. All right, Blepete. Blepete. Let's go into that now. Now, I have a little subtitle on a lot of stuff. I said, don't let your labor be lost. And basically, that's what John's saying here. Don't let your labor be lost. So many times people are religious, but they didn't go God's way. There's a God's way and the world's way. And the world's way is wider than God's way when it comes to religion. And that's what John is going to really fire down on the Gnostics again, which are the the modern Gnostics today are your Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, he comes at them with a bulldozer and slams them. But Philippians 3 and 2, Mark 13 and 9, 1 Corinthians 3 and 8, Hebrews 10, 35, John 6, 27 and 4, 36, Romans 1 and 27, and 1 Corinthians, I already got that one, 1 Corinthians 3 and 8. All talks about what is in this little verse. The Gospel of John is a tremendous book on the deity of God the Son. All right? And in condensed form, so is 1 John. And then, in 2 John, John just goes after him, like a lion, roaring after the people that are the Gnostics of his day and the false religionists. And he says they've come into your churches to defile you. All right? In the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, it says, "Do not defile my holy name with your rotten sacrifices." Do not defile my holy name with your rotten sacrifices and your corrupt religion.
Oh.
Is that the whole 20th chapter?
Basically, that's what it's about. All of it. You just read it all. I mean, he's lambasting them. Ezekiel is lambasting Israel for defaming God's name. And they were religious. They were religious. But they were doing it wrong. Now, let's look and see what it says here. Look to yourselves. This is Ewan's. All right? Second person plural, present indicative active, look, come from blepo, okay? Look to yourselves. That is a reflexive, all right? Accusative plural masculine, reflexive pronominal adjective right there. See that one, that hiatus? Look to yourselves in order that not ye may lose, all right? Apol and leomai, apulimai, okay? That means to from loose, is what it literally means. Apol and leo. Okay? It means to lose away. Don't lose the things you wrought. So many people work so hard in false religions, don't they?
Yeah. You notice here how he changed pronouns.
Yeah.
Unless you lose what we work for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You lose what we work for.
Yeah. So, that's right.
John and those with him had built them up.
He had built a church.
They fell away.
Yeah. John built a church.
Yeah.
And he established a church there, and here comes the false religionist. Yeah. Here comes the people to destroy. The Lord founded one New Testament church. And that church spread all over. The devil has founded thousands. And the Lord calls a few preachers. The devil calls many.
A whole lot of preachers.
All right? He calls a whole lot of them. God calls a few. The devil calls a lot. He says, look to yourselves, pay attention now, in order that you may not lose the things we wrought in this town. I've said this, and John is over and over reinforcing this. The woman that he's writing to in this book is not a woman or a personality. Who is the woman? The church. It is a church. Okay? And he's talking to a New Testament church. And he's telling them the boundaries of their fellowship and their boundaries of their ability to let people come in and teach. You've got to be careful at a church. Because there's a lot of error in the world. There's a lot of people. There's the truth. And there is 150,000 shades of it.
John, Jude 3 and 4.
Yeah. There is the truth. And then there's many shades of it. There's some of them out there that are almost right. They almost got salvation right. Almost. Ask Jesus into your heart. Almost got it right. Almost. The thing is the Lord Jesus Christ is God the Son that walked in flesh. He really is. He was really here, according to 1 Corinthians. The 15th chapter tells us God sent forth His Son according to the law. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, and then in Galatians 4 and verse 4. I like that in King James there, Brother David, in Galatians 4 and verse 4. I really like that. I want you to know that, and I'd like for you to read that. All right?
Well, I'd be privileged to.
Okay. The King's translation. Even though it's an Episcopalian translation, we're going to...
You almost become a bishop.
Episcopos, huh?
Galatians what again?
Huh? Galatians 4 and 4. I want you to read that.
But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law.
That made of a woman, born of a woman, made of a woman, and made under the law. Why made under the law?
To fulfill the law.
God. Now, I want you to understand this, and we want to emphasize this. God didn't send somebody to save you. God came to save you. He did not send somebody else. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and that wasn't a created being. He was the Creator. Now, there's a whole lot of difference in that. And what the rest of the world, the Jehovah Witness and the Gnostics, He sent an angel to give us a perfect example and that died for us but was never raised from the dead. Boy, that's just all messed up, people. That's what we call perversion. That's what we call defiling His name. Defiling His name. He said, don't defile My name with your false religion. Don't defile My name with your corrupt sacrifices. If you come to God with that kind of a sacrifice, it's corrupt.
It's not acceptable.
It is not acceptable at all. The word shalom, I want to get this across to you. Shalom is in Hebrew and Irene in Greek, but shalom means what?
Agreement.
An agreement. It means peace, but there's only peace when there's agreement, and you're not going to have peace with God unless you meet God on His ground.
Yeah.
We are enemies.
Yep.
When we were yet enemies, He sent forth His Son. Yep. Brother David, read that one more time. That's real good there. Okay. Galatians 4 and 4. I'm going to let you read that King's English.
Read the next verse too?
Well, maybe.
Okay. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
All right. That is beautiful. And if you know that, if you have experienced that, it is more beautiful. That's undefiled religion. Undefiled. The world is full of defiled religion. But God Himself loved you, and He Himself came, related to you, under the law to redeem you.
The Son of Man and the Son of God.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was man and He was God and He was related to us, so therefore He might redeem us because He's related to us. That's what the whole book of Ruth is all about. See to yourselves.
This adoption here is mistranslated.
Placing us sounds.
King James mistranslated that. That's sonship here.
Heir. Yeah. Placed as an heir. We old theses.
I'm born.
Yeah.
I'm strictly born.
That's right. Born. Placed as a son. In order that not we may lose what John wrought there, what Jesus wrought. Jesus wrought, and the church is a twice blooded entity. It's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
only a real Baptist knows what that means.
I'm thinking of most things.
Yeah.
Just equally beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yep. She's thinking of some things here.
She's a twice blooded individual entity. He died for all mankind, and those that will believe are saved. And the way the Lord leads you is to one of those assemblies to serve Him there. And as far as I can tell, that's where the rewards are when you serve the Lord the way He says. If you're serving Him any other way, you will have no reward. You will end up with an empty purse. Because God is very particular with His religion. You can be saved outside of a New Testament church, but you're not going to serve Him outside of one. If you think you are, you're not. It ain't going to happen no place else. There is no other place to work.
He's making a distinction right here in what he said. Lost people and saved people.
Yeah.
Lost people can't work for nothing or earn anything.
Yeah.
You can't earn anything until you have a father.
That's right.
You can work for Him. Then there are rewards.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking
after
about.
After you're saved. Yeah.
Absolutely what he's talking about.
I had an hour-long discussion with one young lady about that just yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she'll open her eyes.
The things we wrought. The things we wrought. But wages, misstone. Misstone, what is mistos?
That is
mistos.
Rewarded. Or am I wrong? Well, let me look and see.
All right, see, mist and then those.
That's paid for work.
Yeah, that's wages.
Yeah, that's paid for work.
You can't work for salvation, people. Now, here's where the whole world is all mixed up.
That's free.
In the book of Revelation, it says, the bride has made herself ready.
Absolutely.
Now, do you get yourself to heaven?
No.
No.
God makes us ready.
God makes us ready, but the bride, there's not one thing that you can do for God after you've been saved and scripturally baptized that He's not going to reward you for. But you better do it His way.
There the work, the righteousness is of the saints.
We can't do anything to get through the door of heaven. But you can't do one thing scripturally for the God of heaven that He won't pay you for. But you better do it through His way.
And if you can't do anything wrong, then He won't fight your butt for it.
Yeah. Wages. That's wages. Wages. Your wages, mistos. Mistos. Wages, and then plere. Wages and fool. You may receive. All right? You may receive. Apo and lambano. That's what that word. Ye may receive. And look at here. We wrought, first person plural, at first aorist, indicative middle voice. We wrought it there. John and Peter and many of the apostles established New Testament churches. All right? And the devil tried to get into them. And then the book of Jude, Brother David, you liked. I taught. How many classes did I teach from the book? Was it 15 classes? 15 hours or something that I taught from the book of Jude.
3 months to get through it.
The book of Jude, it was just 15 classes or something. Maybe it was about 3 months. I preached on that, but you know what it says in the book of Jude? Defend, stand for the faith, defend the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints. Stand for the faith that was once and for all delivered. One time. Not 10 different times, not in 40 different flavors, that your wages may be plere, full, that you may receive. Second person plural, second aorist, subjunctive active. Beautiful. I mean, we could go to every cross reference here and everything else, but we would be in this book for a long time, too. Yeah. I want to get to the book of Hebrews. But that's going to be another really good book. Verse number 9. Again, don't defile my truths. Don't defile my religion, is what he says. Pos, ho, pra, agon, kai, me, menon, en, te, didache, tu, Christu, theon, luk, eke, ho, menon, en, te, didache, hutos, kai, ton, patera, kai, ton, quion, eke. That's quite a verse here. As John goes on, he is going to strike harder. He's going to sharpen his sword. He's going to polish the blade so it'll cut right through these rascals. He's going to sharpen it, and then he's going to put a little grease lightning on it. And he's going to start chopping hard, and he's going to start calling names, and he's going to be the apostle of love is going to get real harsh. John 7:16 and 8:31, 1 John 2:23. These are cross references to this, and again Galatians 4:4, John 3:16, 1 John 2:2, John 1:1, John 1:14, John 1:18. These are all verses that cross reference with this verse. Pause. Every one going forward, all right? Pause. Every and each one, the one, ho is the one, nominative singular masculine, present, participle, active, and that comes from pro and ago. That means simply the go forward. Every the one going forward, and chi, and not remaining, passing on now. The Gnostics used to say that their level of understanding was beyond the average church member, because they didn't understand. Beyond them. He said, now, did you go beyond? Did you go up there in that higher criticism? Into the Gnosticism? Every the one going beyond, actually, going beyond the truth, and not remaining in te didache, in the teaching. Did you ever read that book called the Didache? Brother Blanton? Brother Hubbard wrote it, and Bogard, and it's Didache. It was a good book of the doctrines of the Bible. Very good book. I think Brother Hubbard did the one on the Holy Spirit, if I remember right, in that book. And it delineated the teachings of truth, what truth is.
This is the system of faith.
Yeah.
That's the system of faith.
Yeah. The one going beyond and leaving into this wonderful high school of understanding that these so-called Gnostics had, and not remaining, may, particle of negation. Page 268 if you want to look that one up. Not remaining, that word there, present participle active, nominative singular masculine, not remaining. And by the way, it's singular, each one. You have to make your own decision as to salvation, and you also make your own decision as to truth. Now, if you make your own decision as to salvation and it's wrong,
ain't no correction.
No. There's no way back. There isn't any second chance.
No remedy.
There's no remedy for the wrong salvation.
You mean we can't be new lighters today?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it's talking about here. Going beyond the new light. The new Christ. New truths.
Yeah, well, they ain't no new truths. They're all over.
Yeah. Every the one going beyond into new lightism, into Gnosticism, whatever you want to call it, and not remaining in the teaching. The only thing about it now, John wasn't having trouble with Judaism here. He's having trouble with Gnosticism. He's having trouble with people that don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. And he's slam dunking them. He is giving them the death stroke here.
What can you expect from lost people?
Yeah. Lost people, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God that came into this world according to the Scriptures, that's related to you through Mary, the human race, but is God, and is God still, you don't have any salvation.
I have a question. If it's going to get too far off track, just ignore it.
Okay.
How do the Seventh-day Adventists deal with the Trinity?
They don't like the Trinity?
They don't deal with it.
They don't like the Trinity?
They seem to, on the surface, give lip service.
That they do, because they want to be recognized as Christians.
but they really don't recognize Jesus.
No, they don't recognize Jesus for who he is, nor do they recognize. They don't believe in hell, and they believe in soul sleeping.
Yeah.
And everything that the Jehovah's Witnesses believe in, the Seventh-day Adventists believe in it also. Yeah, they come from the same source. Yeah, the Seventh-day Adventists and the Jehovah's Witnesses came from the same mama.
I'm finding this out as I deal with my Seventh-day Adventist friends.
Yeah. And what?
Soul sleeping.
Soul sleeping is when you die that you go out of existence.
You just
kind of go to sleep.
Reed would say, you're just like old dog Rover. When you're dead all over.
Yeah. You just die. And you go out of existence. Okay? But that's not what the Bible teaches.
No,
but that's what they teach because they don't want to face hell. They deny hell, for one thing. Oh, they believe in hell. They believe in hell, yes. They believe in hellfire. They believe in eternal fire and eternal hell, but only one person goes there for the redemption of all mankind from hell, and that is Satan. Satan is the scapegoat that carries the burden of all men's sins to hell.
Well, he ought to.
Now, that's what they teach in ALATL, is what they call it.
They not relate Jesus and Satan as brothers, or is that...
That's Mormonism.
That's Mormonism.
Yeah, that's Mormonism. But Jesus Christ does not share his redemption with Satan. He does not. All right. That is hellish doctrine, too. Okay? It's all hellish doctrine. If they get saved in that mess, it's going to be by chance.
It would be in spite of everything.
Yeah, in spite of the truth. Remaining in the teaching of the Christ. The teaching of Christ. The Christos, HaMashiach. All right? All right?
All right, what?
They know who the Messiah was. Okay? They know who the Messiah was. The Messiah was going to be God in flesh. Okay? That's who he was. Now, he was going to die for our sins. All of the lambs in the Old Testament stood, all of the scapegoats, not according to the Seventh-day Adventurism, but all the scapegoats, all of the heifers, all of the bulls, all the lambs, all the turtle doves of the Old Testament sacrifices stood for God the Son, carrying our sins on him. Okay? Nobody else. That's what it all stood for. Yeah. They stood for how Christ would take away our sins. And the book of Hebrews says, but every year they had to go back. Every year they had to go back. But we, one time, once and for all, when we confess our sins to him.
That's because we had a perfect sacrifice.
Yeah. Because we have a perfect high priest and we have a perfect sacrifice. One that does not have to be offered every year. All over. All right. But if you don't remember that this is God the Son, you don't have a sacrifice. It says here, God, Theon, that's accusative singular masculine right there, Theon. Okay? Accusative singular masculine, God, not adverb of negation. All right? God, not, he has. Third person singular, present indicative, active.
Period.
He never will have God.
Period.
That's it. If you don't believe that Jesus is the Christ and that he really portrays the gospel, that he came according to scriptures, that he died according to the scriptures, and after 3 days he rose according to the scriptures, you don't have God. You don't have one. And that's what John's saying, and he's going to get real personal about it. Not he has, and the one remaining in the teaching, this one, demonstrative pronoun, nominative singular masculine, this one, both the Father and the Son he has. You're not going to have the Father unless you accept the Son. Because they're one and the same. They are the same God. You can't choose Jesus. You accept God's sacrifice. You can't choose to worship the Father and refuse the Son. It's not going to happen.
Or that when you call to God to save you, he sent his Son to do it.
That's right. There's only one way of salvation.
You've got to ask yourself,
yourself, why would they go that far to believe that and even bother with believing the rest of the Bible?
Because they're lost.
Well, the way to God is through the Son. Now, let's look at it like the Jehovah's Witnesses look at it. They believe in the Father. They will call Him Almighty God. They'll call Him Jehovah. Well, He's not. Well, He is Jehovah because Jehovah is the
but
Son.
He's not their Jehovah.
No, He's not their Jehovah. Their Jehovah they deny.
Yeah.
Their Jehovah is the one who shall become, which became John 1:14, and the Word flesh He became. The Jehovah flesh He became and dwelt among us, and we beheld His beautiful glory. The only begotten God. God. Not a God, but the God of heaven. Okay? That one has led Himself out from eternity into space and time to save us.
God said, I've never saved any other.
There is no other sacrifice. There will never be another sacrifice.
God said, if there is, I ain't never saved any.
All the other sacrifices only portrayed Him. There was never any forgiveness there, but there is forgiveness here. This was all a pre-runner, forerunner of what would really happen here.
He just setting us up.
Just so we could understand what He was going to do later.
Do you know the problem with all of this junk is those Jehus, all of them, don't know the Word of God.
They don't know God. They don't know God.
Study God. If they get themselves saved, study God's Word with the help of the Holy Spirit, they would soon have light bulbs going off all over the place.
How much?
They're just ignorant.
Brother Blanton, how much trouble did you have with your brother when he was a Methodist? About God?
We used to go to their house and sit up all night with them and argue.
Uh-huh.
And he never did yield to me. But when he got off and got his pastor in church today and has for many years,
uh-huh,
he set that thing up exactly as I suggested to him. And he still works it that way.
Yeah.
And he's got a...
But now he got in trouble in the Methodist church.
Oh, well, they put a Methodist church over here on North Road up. That big old church, they split it up, him and his wife.
Yeah.
But they got saved, and they were members of the Methodist church. And man, did they have storms over there.
Yeah,
and
because...
they had to leave.
Some people, I've had people come to my class. I had one man, one wonderful man, come to my class. He listened and studied with us in Greek for a year or two or 3 years, and he was a Catholic. And he said he was going to go back as a missionary to the Catholic Church to lead them to God.
Wow.
He was going to see how many Catholics he could get. Well, I guarantee you he's stirring up trouble.
Wow.
Especially with the present Pope.
Lots of luck.
Yeah, lots of luck in that mess.
Oh, yeah.
You go into a group of people that believe contrary to the Bible, and you've got problems. You can lead some of them to the Lord, but they're going to get, most of the time they're going to get mad because they got their own way of salvation. They got their own way of looking at God.
To them, it becomes a battle between Baptist and Catholic.
Yeah.
And it isn't that at all.
No, it's
a battle between
Catholics and truth.
Heresy and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
The Muslims today. The Muslims today, these people are religious. How many of you have seen Muslims today? Used to, 20 years ago, you were lucky if you... Well, I don't want you lucky, unlucky. Or you might have been unlucky if you saw one in 3 weeks. But you can't hardly look. I mean, I'm out there in the sticks and I see them every day. Okay? And they are religious people. You know, there's the five pillars of their faith. They pray five times a day. One whole month a year, they won't eat in the daylight.
They make a pretense.
They fast, they say, for the whole month. But what they didn't really tell you is they're eating just as much. They're just eating it after dark. Okay? But they pray, and they're religious, and they... You know, they wear something on their hand, they wear rings, they wear this thing on their head. If they're real righteous, they got beards, and they got a turban on their head, and they got a little dagger on their side. All this stands for something, okay? But there's a problem with God. They believe in God the Father. They believe in Allah. But they don't believe that Jesus is God the Son.
But he is a prophet.
Yeah, he's a prophet.
Even to them, what he says, you know,
he's a prophet.
There's a very close similarity between the Seventh-day Adventists, their theological views, not their practice, and what the Muslims believe.
They got the same founder, no wonder.
Yeah. The devil. The Lord founded his church and the devil founded many.
Do you know it's with not only Muslims and Seventh-day Adventists, but Baptists and everything else, there are people who have learned how to imitate.
Well, they're a Baptist.
A life of pretense. Pretend to be a Christian.
Hypocrite.
A lot of people, they don't feel it here. They haven't got it here. But they've learned how to look. They've learned how to talk. They've learned how to... In fact, they put me to shame being a Christian. They're far better Christian than I am because they've learned how to... They're good actors.
But then there's
that's
also
the problem. That's
there are
the problem.
Also those in the church that have been deceived.
Yeah, the Lord said, the lips, they say the right thing. But your hearts are far from
they can be doctrinally sound and lost.
Yes. Yep.
They can say all the right stuff, but they're lost.
You bet you.
All the right stuff, but lost.
I've known a lot of.
Yeah.
You can say, on the other hand, you can say a lot of the wrong stuff and be saved.
Right? Yeah. But you can't believe in the wrong God. You can do a lot of things wrong. You can do a lot of things wrong and be saved, but you can't believe in the wrong God.
That's right.
You got to believe in the right God.
You got to be born again.
A. Tis. Erkete. Pros. Himas. Kai. Taute. Tain. Dinokane. Uk. Fere. May. Lombonete. Alton. Ace. Erikion. Kai. Kerain. Altu. May legete. Here he gets, he makes some divisions here. He makes some boundaries right now. These are boundaries. Boundaries of fellowship. Okay? Boundaries of fellowship. Since. That's the word there. How do we know that's the word since? How do we know that's a first class conditional particle instead of a third class or a second class or a fourth class?
We study Greek, and that word, good.
Yep.
What do you know it?
I, if you read the little analytical lexicon, it'll say in there, only can be learnt from grammars. That's what it says. Only can be learnt from the grammars. The first class conditional.
Is that spelled with a T?
That's what it says.
It's like 3 days ago, I couldn't even spell preacher. Today, I own.
Since. That first one should be translated since. Because it's a statement of fact. A condition determined as fulfilled. Okay? But how do we know that, Brother David? Remember?
No,
we're going to get... How about you, Randall? You remember? Who remembers how do we... We see if that's a conditional. What conditional is. It is in the mode of the verb following.
We do this, that, and the other thing, and we're there.
It's the indicative mode. If it's in the indicative mode, it is first class conditional. It is in the subjunctive mode, it is in third class conditional. Okay? The optative has got one and all the rest of them too, but right here, we've got a first class conditional. Since anyone, or since one, he may come for himself. Alright, now, he's going to come wandering in for himself. He said he's not coming by my leadership. He's going to wander in your church on his own. Okay, middle voice. Toward us. Us. Who is us? Why is he saying us in here? It's a New Testament church. A church. He's going to come toward us, a church.
Us is us and they is they.
Yeah. And, conjunction, and this, the teaching. Alright. This, demonstrative pronoun, accusative singular feminine, accusative singular feminine, definite article, and accusative singular feminine verb. I mean noun, that is, that little old didache there. Not, he brings. Not, adverb of negation. Alright. Uk, or u. He brings third person singular, present indicative, active. That's Pharaoh. Just think about Pharaoh of Egypt. All right, Pharaoh. That's exactly how you say that. Pharaoh. Not he brings. Ye receive this teaching that I'm telling you. He don't bring this teaching. Don't let him get in your church house. All right? Don't allow him in there. I had a problem that like that here a while back, remember? He's not here, thankfully. Because I can see that I wasn't going to convert him and I wasn't going to let him convert you. All right? There's a point where you just cut it off. Okay?
That goes back to Jude 3 and 4.
That's right. And right here. And 2 John 10. It, the Bible repeats itself because the same truths are there. Not ye receive him into the what? It's not talking about your house. The church house. And your place of meeting, your synagogue, back in those days, assembly hall. Yeah.
No, now, he not deceived. Evil companionships corrupt good morals.
That's right.
That, do you, I know you've got to remember, do you remember when the Lord led Israel out of Egypt and towards the promised land, one of the first things he told them was what? Don't get mixed up with the nations because they will corrupt you.
Yeah. And a mixed multitude went out of Egypt.
Oh, man.
They took their bad friends with them. And God kept separating things, didn't he? God kept separating them. Remember when Judah? What happened to Judah? He got married to the wrong woman and had a couple of bad kids. And what did God do to his kids? Killed them. Because this was going to be his nation now.
He did not want them to be corrupted.
He demanded that they weren't being corrupted. He said, now don't you receive him, accusative, singular, masculine, third person pronoun, ace, page 119, if you want to write that down, into house, he's talking about their assembly, place of assembly, and to greet or rejoice, to greet him, not you give him a greeting.
Uncle Wally went back to Kansas. Mm-hmm. He went to Elfrida's home church in Edenthal, Kansas, and was looking for a good sermon and a good time of relationship. And lo and behold, they had a Muslim in their class teaching that day.
Yeah. Well, isn't that a shame?
He was heartbroken, literally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You, there are certain things you have. I remember Brother Reed was—he was a good man, brother.
Hell yeah,
he was taught. I'm going to tell you this. And in that seminary where we went, to, you know, we went there. He went a little before I did, and I went for a long time after, forever.
Used
his past,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just kept saying about 12 years of it, lots of it, long time. Yonder time. Anyway, I was working all the time too. I was pastoring and everything else, teaching, doing all kinds of stuff. But he was very careful who he allowed to teach those boys.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people wanted different people to come in there and teach those boys, and he just said, you know something? We can probably learn something from those people, but, you know, just learn it out of a book.
Well,
whatever.
Brother Chad, you remember what?
Oh, yeah, what Chastain, yeah.
He used to have things to say, and he said, you know what? You can go into your slop bucket in the kitchen. How many of you have seen the slop bucket?
We got one if you want to see one.
Slop bucket here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, a slop bucket.
Bucket with different
crap bucket.
That's where you throw all the scraps.
All the waste food.
Yeah, all the scraps.
And sometimes the teapots got into dinner. And filthy mess fit only for the pigs. In fact, that's where it went, to the pigs. They hate it. They didn't eat anything. Brother Chastain used to say, you know what? You can go over to that slop bucket and
grow up slave, put your arm down into it, and you can fish around, you can find something you can eat. But why do you want to eat out of a slop bucket full of crap when you can go to the house of the king and have a feast?
Yeah. Now, let's just stay away from that.
Yeah, stay away from it.
All right. Number 11.
That was a long story.
Stay away from the slop when you can have the original.
The feast on the table.
Yeah. You might be able to learn something from them. But boy, what you got to put up with it.
But you can't keep it down, boy. No.
Hole. Legon. Gar. Altul. Karain. Koinene. Tois. Ergois. Altu. Tois. Polnerios. All right. This is some pretty strong language here, isn't it? Yeah. The one saying, for the one saying to him. The 80 singular masculine, for the one saying to him. To rejoice or to greet. All right, with him. Say hi. Yeah. Welcome.
And have some of my good food.
Yeah.
And my hospitality.
Well, now, early churches, I'm going to tell you something, early churches met in people's houses.
Well, yeah, all of them did. They didn't have
church. They didn't have church buildings. That came from Catholicism.
They hadn't invented steeples.
They hadn't invented all this stuff yet. They hadn't invented church houses yet. The houses, the church houses, early churches met in synagogues, out underneath trees, wherever they could, in the pastures.
Sometimes in caves.
Yeah, sometimes in caves, wherever they met. But most of the time they met
didn't have a Baptist
church
daughter.
Did it matter?
No, I know. She got baptized real good. Yeah.
Right. Mosquito fish and the moss and everything.
What did I say the last thing I said?
I don't know.
I got so sidetracked with that.
Altura was made of singular masculine.
All right. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, there we go. Back.
They didn't have regular
church houses, and they always met in houses. And by the way, when they met, most of these early Baptists was eating. They had dinner.
Yeah,
they were eating together.
They broke bread.
Yeah, they ate together. Okay.
They were eating. You said they was eating.
Yeah, well, they was eating. They were eating. All right. They were eating, and they were sitting there eating, and somebody was preaching. By the way, they didn't have a bunch of Bibles.
No.
They didn't have a bunch of Bibles.
For a long time, they didn't have no table and chairs either.
No.
Jesus didn't use a table and chairs.
They never used a table.
Bible's pictures, yeah. They reclined.
They were laying up to a table.
Reclined.
Yeah, they were laying down on a pallet in a house, laying up to a coffee-looking table,
yeah,
and eating. And they had very simple food and everything. But as they were eating, they were preaching.
They were teaching.
And they were teaching.
Yeah.
Okay? And they were singing and all this stuff. And they did it in people's houses. So they bring a potluck dinner. You bring bread, and I'll bring bread, and you bring bread, and I'll bring bread, and we'll bring some cheese and some butter, and I'll meet you over there.
Yeah. Well, they had to do that a lot of times because if somebody found the meat together, they'd pursue them and kill them.
That's right. They did this, and then if somebody came in the house, into their house, in their place of meeting, did not bring this teaching, they said, do not allow the man in your house. Do not greet him. Do not wish him well. Don't say, God bless you. Don't say anything to him. Say, get.
That's called being an accessory after the fact.
That's right. For the one saying to him to rejoice with him or give him a greeting, he shares, third person singular, present indicative, he shares the works of him. All right? And what kind of works are they?
Evil.
Twisted.
Evil.
That's twisted. That word there is evil. That is twisted evil. There is kakos. That's Adamic evil. All right? Kakos is just bad. But this is practiced evil. This is the twisting up of the truth of God's Word. This is homosexuality. This is whoring around. This is pornography. This is also worshiping the wrong God. Yeah. This is worshiping a God after your own imagination. All right? It's twisted. Don't twist up the gospel. Don't twist up God's Word. Leave it flopped the way it flopped. God knows how to save man. Man won't have a better idea, because God's not going to accept man's better idea. All right, number...
Can I ask a quick grammar question?
Yes.
You've got ergois, ois, and phaneros, ois. The ending is the same.
Yes. The works of evil, those... Okay, genitive singular masculine, third person pronoun, all right? And then the works, shares in the works, okay? Locative plural, all right? Locative plural in the works, definite article, locative plural, genitive singular masculine belonging to him, and also locative plural with the ponerios. Ponerois, all right?
They're all,
all belonging to the same person, all right? All right, you're sharing all of this.
Come to your part and be you separate, serve the Lord.
Yeah. Be different.
Do that.
All right.
Be in my father. Be in my children.
Number 12. Number 12. We're wandering right along here. Paula.
Paula.
Ekon.
Ekon.
Himen.
Himen.
Graphane.
Graphane.
Uk. Ebalete. Dia. Car two. Kai. Balonas. Ala. Alpizo. Ganeste. Pros. Himas. Kai. Stoma. Pros. Stoma. Lalese. Hina. Hey. Kara. Himon. Pep play role mene. Hey. 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 All right. Ook. Ook. What was that? God never says oops. Ook. All right. Many things, Palais, many things having to you to write. He said, I have a lot of things to you to write. Not I intended, or I meant, or I wished. It comes from boulamai, boule, all right, that means to wish or will. Not I wished by means of paper, cartoon, all right. Cartoons, Dakota, cartoons are written on paper, aren't they? That word cartoons probably comes from this word right here. Paper. What they used to call a funny paper. All right? Funny paper. Cartoons. And the funny papers. And malanos. That is ink. Ink. Dakota, ink. Ink. But elpizo, that's a beautiful word there. That means hope. That means looking forward to something. Hope. All right, but I am hoping to be Ganeste, second aorist, infinity passive, to be with you, passive voice, to be caused to be. I hope that the Lord allows me to be with you. Is what he's saying. With you, pros himas, accusative plural, that little preposition in front of it, and stoma. Stoma. What is the door to your stoma?
Whips.
Your mouth. All right. The door to your stomach is your mouth. All right. All right. Stoma. We get a word stoma. All right. And stoma. Prost stoma.
Oh, he wants to talk to him like God spoke to Moses.
That's right. Mouth to mouth. That's right. You know what God did when he sent his son? Stoma pro stoma.
Yep.
God spoke to mankind mouth to mouth, face to face, eye to eye, nose to nose. He sure did.
Thank you, he did.
Yeah. Well, if he didn't, we are lost. Yeah. If he did not, then we are lost.
One of the most amazing things that statement ever made. God spoke to man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing why he want to.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. La Laisse. This is another thing. La Laisse. What does La Laisse? It comes from La Leo. What does that mean? Now, there's a difference between Lego and La Leo and Rayo and all of those. What does this La Leo mean? La Laisse. Say it. La Laisse.
To use every part of your mouth to make speech?
To use all human functions of mode of speech. God spoke to man.
Oh,
because he became man, and he could use the form of mode. In other words, this is not with the ink and pen, but this is with my lips and my tongue and my throat and my voice box and all of that. That's what La Leo means.
That's tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Face to face to speak. In order that, hey, Kara, the joy of us having been fulfilled, it may be. Nominative singular feminine, perfect participle passive. All right? Our joy may be caused to be fulfilled. It may be. All right? Third person singular, present subjunctive. John didn't say, I'll be there, but I wanted to be there. This is my desire, is to be there with you, face to face, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, nose to nose. I want to look at you. I want to see this church. And this church... had come to Ephesus, some of them had. Some of the members of that church had come over to Ephesus, and he said, I got good news for you. When they got over here in this strange city, they still acted like church members. They acted like your techno, your children, your born sons. Life first.
Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Like
daddy, father, like children.
You like your father in Bakersfield, you'd be like your father in Dallas.
Yeah. Number 13, the last verse. We're going to finish this one here, and we'll be finished with 2 John. What do you know about that? We did it. Almost. Right near. As pazete. Si. Ha. Techna. Taste. Adelphase. Su. Taste. Eclectase. Now, if you go back to 2 John 1, you'll find out what's going on here. We're talking about a church. We're not talking about children here. We're not talking about a woman's children. We're talking about an ecclesia. All right? And it says, greet you, the children of the sister of you, the chosen. Church to church. Church to church. One church is greeting. My children is greeting your children. Church to church. That's what it's talking about. And so many people, so many Protestantized theologians and commentaries will say this was probably a woman that he knew, because they don't know what the Lord's church is. And then sometimes they'll say, but it possibly was a church. Well, you know what? It is a church.
Well, I got news for them. If all the members are in that church are properly born again, it's alive to every one of them.
That's right. What is the date? This is the 21st, isn't it? Well, you know what? We're supposed to be having a fantastically large earthquake by the 21st of this month. Of course, the 21st isn't over. Did you know that?
Not here.
Here, in Bakersfield.
That's so strange, because today at work, a few people were saying, this looks like earthquake weather. And
yeah. Who was the prophet?
I don't know who it was, but there's a whole group of them together, and they said, well, they've got a lot of frogs in Bakersfield, all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of weird stuff going on in Bakersfield. So by the window of the earthquake was the 21st. Today was the last day of the window. Of course, today is not over.
Did they all sell their houses and cars and properties and give them to one man and go up in a cave and wait for that earthquake with him?
But you're going to say, did they all sell their houses in San Francisco?
You know what? There's a whole lot of people been doing that. But whatever. You know what? If we're going to have an earthquake, we're going to have an earthquake. But that's that. I didn't know whether you knew about that. Did you guys know about that?
I went to the judges well off not knowing.
Okay. Well, see, it's almost over with, so you almost can quit worrying.
But since we know, where did you hear that again?
It's all over.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hearing it from news all over, and they're, I mean, I had it on television, all kinds of stuff, but most of it is out-of-state stuff. And when I get on the radio, they said, is Bakersfield's oceanfront property yet? Is it falling off? They got all the they're talking about this all over the country.
They missed it just a little ways. What they meant was in San Francisco, it's going to fall over the ocean.
Well, you know what? One of these days, we're going to have a big earthquake. We know that.
Hey,
there's going to be many earthquakes in the last day.
I've been through some earthquakes here.
Seismic.
The worst one they've had.
Yeah.
I
remember in 1952, we had some big earthquakes here.
You know, all right. Down at the museum, they got this big, great clock tower.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
It used to be in the middle of Chester Avenue at the juncture.
Pruxton.
Do you know I was driving down Pruxton West? I just got off work, and I was heading. I was 18 years old, just graduated high school. I was heading to Chester to come to drive out and go around the circle and go to Wasco, go home. I lived in Wasco, and that big earthquake hit, and I watched the clock tower fall.
Wow.
Fell and.
I thought you were going to tell us to move that clock tower from Chester
to where it was. Had you been there, you would have went home and changed your shorts.
Wow.
Well, I tell you what, I remember.
I had a 41 Chevy.
Yeah.
That,
yeah. Well, I was riding a tricycle down the road, and the wires were going like this, up and down, all over the place, and all the water fell out of the canal, and crawdads were flopping all over, and fish were flopping all over the ground. It threw all the water out of the canal and out of the river.
I was driving west on Crutton Avenue, and I swear I saw oil there over the roofs of the building.
Yeah.
Of course, everything was different then.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yes.
Yeah. It was rolling, I can guarantee you. It rolled.
I was in through both those earthquakes. One hit early in the morning.
Yeah.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bad. Bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to have been there. And then the second one, I had just cut off work. Thank the Lord, I had cut off work because I worked in a concrete building on Truxton. Worked for an aircraft company. And I was driving and I saw that clock tower fall.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a word of prayer and just go out there and just persevere. There are earthquakes, okay? Persevere. How many of you have been through an earthquake? I know you have. You guys haven't?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was through a lot of them here. I mean, a bunch of them.
It brought a lot of people back to Oklahoma.
I was on the coastline during the one that hit past Mobile the last time.
Yeah. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Brother Jeff, would you dismiss us in prayer, brother?